We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Going to talk some Dolphins, talk some football with Kimbo Camper, Milpitas High School in Milpitas, California. Am I saying that right?
You're a bad guy, Woody. There's no question about it. You're a bad human being. And you called way too many people scumbag today on the show. You were over your limit, I think. I think we had like three or four. Who'd you call a scumbag?
Which one person, Brian Kelly.
Oh, Brian Kelly.
He's a bad guy. You like him?
He doesn't bother me that much. Okay. The guy that used to be there a long time ago drives me nuts. Lou Holtz. Screwy Louie. Not a big fan.
You went really old school on that one, man.
Yeah, I did, man. Hey, we got Kimbo Camper going to join us. From Milpitas High School. I didn't do that on purpose. The ass clown wrote it down, and I said, "How you doing, Bo?"
I think Lou Holtz went to Milpitas High School.
Yeah, right. Somewhere there is a.
He would qualify as that, right?
Yeah, no question. Oh, what an annoying.
I know one thing. I know about that high school. It wasn't hard to get into.
No, I'm sure it wasn't hard to get into at all. I'm sure it was easy. There's no question about it. Yes. Hey, Bo.
There you go. That's enough of that.
Yeah,
nonsense.
Enough. It's gotten like it's like 9 or 10 year old stuff. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Like a little guy getting caught in the fifth grade playing with himself, and a teacher says you shouldn't do that. Hey, that's why
Woody's the way he is these days. Maybe that's the way Hollywood.
I've gone back there and caught him like five times. I go, Woody, stop playing pocket pool. It's getting old. Stop it. hey. So, Bo, I got to ask you this, yep. this pops up all the time, and we saw, yep. Guys used to take the needle, man. We're open by the end of the year. You got 10, 12, 13, 14 guys. Taking the needle in the old days, and the doctor used to say, we can fix it after the year. It won't be any worse. You're fine to go ahead and numb that area. The worst one I ever saw was John Geisler. Now, you were around a couple years earlier. What about for you? Who would it be?
Well, Geis was certainly one of the guys. I mean, he took it for practices, you know. I think they have to give him – used to have to give him a shot in the knee just for – just to allow him to get home after the game.
Man, yeah.
But I think before that it was like everybody. I mean, obviously Cooch was probably to the extreme of it, where at one point during a playoff run, he broke his wrist and they told him he couldn't play anymore. And I think it may have been when their Super Bowl run. And he says, no, I'm playing. You just need to figure out. And he had him, they took the marrow out of his arm and put a titanium shaft in there, and he played with that for the rest of the season. And then you'd go to his house and have drinks, and he'd stir his drinks with that titanium rod that they put in his arm. So if you get, so getting beyond, and that's probably one of the more milder things that happened with Cooch, but no, it was Joe, it was a different, I always say this, it was a lot tougher. It was tougher before you and I came into the league, right?
Yes.
And it got easier after we got out of the league, and easier for the. So it's been a progression of being kind of like Neanderthal ball when the league first started, to becoming more to it was kind of like UFC when mixed martial arts started fighting, right? Remember, they wouldn't even couldn't even put it on TV because the guys were breaking people's arms and
yeah.
and doing all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
They didn't have that on national TV. So they had to refine it to fit the TV screen and to fit people's, you know, the people's tolerance on TV. And they did, and look what they're doing now. And the NFL is no different. I think it's kind of following the path of where society is right now. Like a lot of these guys, Joe, I admit I got shot up more times than I'd like to count. In the middle of games, before games, all these things. I remember going in and having blood drained from my knee in the middle of one game and going out and playing the rest of the game. But that's what everybody did.
Right.
And I think this younger generation is a little bit more about, you know, a little bit more about, you know, they care about themselves more than we did, I guess. You know what right. I mean?
I don't have a problem with it, though, but, Bo. If they're not sure, I'm not one of those old guys that's hating on those guys refusing to take the needle.
No, I don't. If someone doesn't want to take a needle, they don't take the needle. That's a personal choice, and it's always been a personal choice. Although our personal choice, if you chose no, was a lot more uncomfortable than it is now saying no.
Right.
I believe.
No.
But yeah, it's right. If you don't want, but I'm going to say this. You look at all these teams that are playing the Final Four, right? Final Four this weekend. How many guys in their teams are playing? The obvious guy is Pat Mahomes, right?
Right.
You saw what he did. Yeah, they almost had to drag him out of that game just to check him, right? I mean, he was clawing back. He's made way back in. You know, and that's how it used to be. I don't know that there's very many people like that now. I look at our football team. I would put my finger on Tron Armstead, and I said, this is a guy that missed a lot of games this year, but this is a guy that wasn't playing, he was walking up and down the sideline like a caged lion, you know, just wanting to get back in and begging doctors to get back in. So those are the kind of guys, if you want to be in the Final Four, you got to get guys like that are going to be, look, Joe, you get to December, you get to the playoffs, And to me, it's at that point, from December 1st to the end of the season, it's all hands on deck. If you can breathe, you can play.
Yeah. You know? No, you're right.
You got a broken hand, it's a long way from your heart, and it's a long way from your legs. You can still go out there and run around.
Yep, no question.
You've seen enough guys out there with hand injuries playing with casts and stuff that it's not abnormal, but some choose to and some choose not to.
Yeah. No, that comes down between the doctor saying you can play and the guy goes, nah, I can't, it's not going to work. So
you need to add one more element to that, the agent. Add the agent into that conversation.
That's true. Nope, no question.
Right? Where the player says, hey, you know, geez, I got my ankle, you know, and they want me to play. The agent's going, no, you got a contract coming up. You're in a contract. No, you don't play until that thing is absolutely perfect, right? And so you get that into the that's been added into the conversation, Joe. It wasn't there. I don't think it was there when we were playing. And I never had a conversation with my agent about playing or not playing a game ever.
Yeah, that kind of after he did that contract, you know, it was kind of over. It wasn't a lot of money anyway, but it was kind of like, here's your money, and we're done for a couple years. I'll talk to you if I'm still around and later right. on. Hey, Bo. So you started this next topic. You're the first guy to say, you're already laughing, Skylar Thompson should be the backup. I remember that. So are you ready for Skylar Thompson be the backup this year?
I am. I would say that the only caveat would be if they went out and picked up a veteran quarterback. You know, I know Tua's the guy, and I know that everything is all – he's good to go, ready for the offseason, ready to start next year. But – you know, I don't know how much, you know, I think we all would be a little more comfortable if we had a veteran backup, and it's not going to be Teddy Bridgewater, but you've got the Derek Carrs and you've got the Jimmy Garoppolos go floating around out there looking for jobs. And I know there's starting jobs that some of those guys are probably going to fit into, but I wouldn't mind having one of those guys. And if you have that guy, maybe one of those guys, then maybe you drop Skyler back to the third quarterback, but I wouldn't be uncomfortable if Tua is coming back and Skyler's our backup, he got valuable experience this year. And I don't think he doesn't have the intangibles that the Mahomeses and the Allens and those guys have. But I think from a backup standpoint, and I keep looking at Chad Henne every week when I see that name on the back of the jersey with him standing on the sideline, been there for a long time, but when he comes in, he's reliable. And he doesn't put the ball at risk. And I think Skyler kind of fits into that category.
Hey, so the other thing I wanted to ask you, you're a defensive guy. Is it time to blow up that defense completely and come in with a whole different style of defense this year?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they've got the players that to do really what they wanted to do. And I think one of the things that kind of happened this year when they lost, when Ogbaugh went out, they went from a 4-3 kind of a team to a 3-4 kind of a team, like in midstream, and which I think creates some situation. But I think when you bring in Bradley Chubb, who I think we all would have liked to see a little more production out of him, and we're hoping to get it this year. But I think with a year of training camp, a year of going through OTAs, a year of tweaking that system when you have two outside rushers, with Phillips on one side and Chubb on the other, and then you got you look at the inside guys with Christian, with Zach, and like to see Raekwon Davis be a little more active in the middle there. But you've got enough big guys in the middle where you could play that 3-4 scheme where you could blitz anybody on the defense at any given time that you choose.
Yeah.
And I like that look.
Yeah, that's going to be do you see enough out of Cader Kahou? He's your starting or your nickel corner this year?
Yeah, unless I think looks like I don't think it's a reality. I think unless Byron Jones comes back and it comes in challenge, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I think right now, I would say, Joe, going into the offseason, I would say it's his job to lose, right? Wouldn't you?
Yes. I think he earned the right to be a starter for next year, unless somebody comes in. Yeah, with you.
Because look at you. So you look at a guy like that. What's the school he came from? Liberty something or wherever the heck he came from?
Texas A&M Commerce. Yeah.
So you know, a lot of people have asked me because they say, well, what's the difference from going like to a small school instead of coming from like Michigan or somewhere, you know? And I said, well, it's not the players; it's usually the coaching you get, you know. Because I started at a division, I started an NIA division school, and the coaching was like high school coaching. And then I went to junior college, and the coaching got a little bit better.
Right.
But I didn't get really good coaching until I got to San Jose State, and then when I got to the Dolphins, then you got really good coaching. So Cater comes in without, and I'm not criticizing his coaching staff where he went to school at, but he certainly didn't get the coaching that you get at Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, those places. Yet he comes in and grabs and becomes a starter in short order on your football team, and you noticed him basically the first game he played, right? Oh, who's this guy?
Big hitter.
And so you give him a year. You give him this offseason of coaching to refine his game, to understand the complexities of pass coverage in the defense. You know, the complexities of making the corner is basically just cover the son of a bitch, you know?
Right.
But so. So I think with him, he's going to come in and he's going to come in with confidence, having known that he can play in this league.
Yeah, he's going to be a different guy. That's a good point.
He's got an opportunity to really take a step forward.
So the other big thing going on is we got these championship games, man. 3 o'clock on Sunday and 6:30 on Sunday. For people going, well, I want to go out and get some chicken wings. I want to be able to talk to the little ladies that are out there. I want to, enjoy myself with some cold beers and look at TVs where I can watch the game from any place.
Joe, I went to our place. I went to the boat campers on Oakland Park last week on Saturday. I went and watched the game. Ran into Benny Blades in there. Benny was in there enjoying himself. And it was absolutely packed. It was a zoo. I mean, you talk about the energy in those buildings. I love these games, these days when – like you have two playoff games Saturday, two playoff games Sunday, or two on one day. And to go in when everything's all – every TV's on that one game. That's it. We've got 160 TVs on one game. in Oakland Park and in Miramar, and you don't miss a play. And the excitement, it's like being in the stadium. You know, guy drops a ball and cheer goes up, and the people across the street in the condos start getting on the phone and calling their councilman saying, "That's too loud over there."
That's what we want. That's what we want for sure. So we just want to tell everybody, get on out to Bow Campers, man. You're looking for a place to watch those games. Go out and socialize a little bit with your buddies and your wife or your girlfriend. It's a great place to go. You still got those drink specials, or are you knocking them off because of the championship?
No. It's always drink specials. Always seems like, I'm not going to say it always is, but it seems like it's always happy hour at Bow Campers when you go in to grab your, especially if you're looking for a libation or two. And I know you look for one or two when you go in.
Most
Corona Lights. We keep a stack of Corona Lights for you.
Man, yeah. Either draft or just in the bottle. Either way, I'm great. Bo, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming
all
on.
Right, later.
Kim Bow Camper. Kim Bow Camper joins us this morning. Talk a little bit. I want him to pump up his Bow Campers. He's my guy, man, of course. Bow Campers Sports Bar. Miramar, Plantation, and Oakland Park right on the water over there. Can't go wrong. All right. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. 305-567-0560. We'll be back in a moment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.